This is Live at EXT. I'm Chris Wink, and with me, Nora Jane Struthers. Hi, Nora Jane.
Hey, Chris.
How are you?
Great. Thanks for having us in.
Nora, you left college. You went and started teaching.
I did. Yeah, actually, I got my degree in English education from NYU, and then I taught in Brooklyn at a charter school for 3 years, high school English.
I think that would be pretty impressive. They said you weren't even going to go to college.
That's
right.
That's true. Yeah, I'm dyslexic. I was really dyslexic as a kid, and my specialists told my parents that I wouldn't go to college.
You had to prove them wrong, didn't you?
I did have to prove them wrong. Yeah, that's like, you know, I was like 4 years old when I definitely knew I wasn't stupid, but I knew that it just took me a lot longer than my friends to get information to get my brain to make those pathways. So I just had to do everything 100 times before I was proficient at it. So I became a hard worker,
you
Chris.
You did, yeah.
That's what I had to do.
But what made you decide that, okay, teaching, I'm going to be a musician now, and this is your career?
I really loved teaching. I think it's a wonderful profession, and I love the students. I was working really, really hard, and I was really broke still. And I was like, man, I have always wanted to be a musician. If I'm going to work this hard and still be broke, I should probably move out to New York City, where someplace where there's cheaper rent, and just like give it a go.
Yeah.
So I did. I moved to Nashville, and my rent was like $250 a month for the first like 5 years, and then Nashville got crazy.
Tell me about music in your life. Has it always been around you?
Yeah. I grew up playing and singing with my dad. My dad plays the banjo. Loves old bluegrass, old folk music, country, and so I grew up doing a lot of duet harmony singing, like brother duet singing with my dad. You know, we have a whole song list of these intricate two-part songs. So the first time I started going to these bluegrass festivals to jam with other people, I realized like, oh, I can't lead a song because all of the songs that I know require two parts. I left that festival and was like, okay, I gotta learn songs where there's just one lead melody so I can jam with people.
We're live at EXT with Nora Jane Struthers. Nora Jane, tell me about when you first met Joe, the guy who would then become your husband.
Yeah, Joe and I met in Nashville when I moved there. Joe's from Nashville, and we met at an old-time music jam. A mutual fiddle-playing friend introduced us.
Did you know that it was going to be love at first sight kind of thing, or did it take a moment?
We were both dating other people, and it was not romantic, but we had like insta best friendship. We moved in as housemates 3 days later, and then he moved away for a while, and we were still dating other people, and a couple years later, I asked him to come back and join my band, and then I spent a whole year trying not to fall in love with him, and it didn't work. Best thing I ever failed at.
That's good. Tell me about this album, Champion, the new album.
We've been talking a lot about bluegrass and old time and roots music, and that's sort of the bedrock of my, you know, musicality. But I haven't been performing acoustic music in a couple years now. I've had the same band for 4 years. This record is roots rock record, really. I've got my buddy Josh Vanna playing electric guitar, and my buddy Drew on drums, and our friend Brian on bass. You know, the songwriting is sort of a blending of my previous works where, you know, early in my career I was living in the folk tradition and writing story songs. And then when I fell in love with Joe, I wrote all these songs for our 2015 record. It was just called Wake, that were just, you know, autobiographical. I found the experience of falling in love so profound that I felt like I finally had something worthwhile to share with people about my own life, you know. And then this record, Champion, is sort of a blending of those two things. And I think it's my strongest songwriting. And the band, since we've been together for so many years, it was just so much fun to record it. It was so easy, and everybody in the band just shines on it. I'm so proud of it.
We are live at EXT with Nora Jane Struthers. Nora and Joe, what would you guys like to play for us first?
Yeah, we're going to start with the first song on the record, and this is one that Joe and I wrote together. It's called Each Season.
Laying in bed, listen to the sounds of you in the kitchen turning beans into ground cream walls, curdle in the morning sun. Thought I was awakened to a world in a white, something about the kind color of that light tells me spring is come. Snow wrapped up in this lover's glow. Time is still, I pass right through. Each season just comes down here. Singing our song on the Lower East Side, drinking whiskey in Virginia Blue Ridge. interest in us. Winter's warm and summer's snow, wrapped up in this lover's glow.
Of diversity. Hi, this is Nora Jane Struthers wishing WEXT a happy 10th birthday. Thank you so much. Well, Joe's gonna switch from the banjo to the fiddle, and we're gonna play the last song on our new record, Champion. And I wrote this song. It started out as sort of a sad song when I wrote it, and then circumstances changed, and by the time we recorded it, it was a happy song. It's called Wonderful Home.
If I were born into this world again, just a babe in mother's arms, I would count myself so lucky to be hailed by you. If I were a bird in the trees, hopping between the air and the leaves, tiger belly. Post, passed from hand to bag and box and truck. Wouldn't it be grand to wind up in your hand? Finally understood. If I were some leftover thing, all that no one in the world thinks that they need, I'd make my way to you. You would know the truth. You see a flower where others see you.
We're live at EXT with Nora Jane Struthers. What a beautiful song.
Thanks, Chris.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's
I like
great.
That one.
The album is called Champion. I find it interesting that you get such high praise from folks like NPR Music and from Rolling Stone. And yet at the same time, they also say you're like the best unheard artist.
I know. It's brutal.
We need to get more people to hear you.
It's brutal, Chris.
Right?
Yeah. We made like three different end of year lists. You know, at the end of 2017, they always put like, you know, top albums of the year or whatever. We got on like three of them and they were all like, best records you didn't listen to. And I was like, oh man, it's brutal.
Well, hopefully that makes people go listen to it.
I hope so.
Right? It's a beautiful record.
Yeah. NPR and Rolling Stone both were like, this record is great. Nobody heard it. It's like, oh.
It's hard out there, though, isn't it?
It's hard out there.
As an independent musician, trying to get your stuff heard.
Totally. I mean, there are so many great musicians out there, I think. And I think there's room for everybody. It's not a matter of competition. It's just about finding my people. It's a long process.
But as you find them, I bet they have great stories to tell you, right, about how much they love the music.
Yeah, it's true. I've connected with some really wonderful people. I mean, when we're on the road, we don't usually buy ourselves hotel rooms or anything. We often stay with friends and family, and, you know, Joe's got cousins everywhere, and so do I. And we also stay with perfect strangers, and people just welcome us into their homes and will share their stories with us. It's a really unique and special way to go through life. This new record, Champion, there's a song on it called Belief, which is my favorite song on the record. I had someone come up to me at a show in New York, or no, maybe it was on the West Coast somewhere. I don't remember. But he was like, man, that song meant so much to me because I'm trying to be a writer and it's just so hard to believe in myself. And the song, you know, the chorus is, there's a line between hope and belief. You've got to choose a side with your heart, with your mind. He was like, and it just really mattered to me. Like, I heard it on the radio and I immediately found you and, you know, came to the show. And those things are powerful.
Well, thank you so much for sharing all these songs with us.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for shining a light on them.
Hopefully we can get you on a different best of list at the end of the year. More people will have heard you next time.
I love that goal, Chris. I love it.
Nora Jane Struthers live at EXT. The album is called Champion. What would you like to wrap up with here?
Oh, we'll close with the title track of our new record. It's
great.
Called Champion.
There's a light on in your hallway. Screaming on the stove. Dogs barking at the back door. Bathroom tiles are black with mold. But the baby's up sleeping. And you're dreaming you're 16. Back when life was books and horses. Daddy's fiddle on TV. I will. Shine. You're tucked up in your apartment. for this dream. My heart is full of crazy hopes. Heavy hopes are hard to shoulder. Will you help me scale the slope? Will you be my champion? Fly my banner in the sun. Taste my victories with your tongue. Will you be my champion? 'Cause I will be your champion.
I'm Nora Jane Struthers. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit97.7.org.